It was a little more than 5 years ago that the U.S. and South Korea signed a bilateral free trade agreement. The U.S. Trade Representative says the trade gap between the two countries has widened considerably since then. USTR says exports to South Korea have fallen, while the U.S. trade deficit in goods has more than doubled over the life of the agreement to nearly $28 billion last year. A spokesman for South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday the free trade agreement may not be the cause of the growing trade imbalance, adding that the two countries need to closely analyze and evaluate the effects of the deal. On Wednesday, the U.S. Trade Representative sent a letter to South Korea's trade minister saying the U.S. wants to meet to discuss possible amendments and modifications to the agreement. Korean officials pointed out that the formal letter does not use the phrase renegotiate, a term President Trump has used when it comes to the trade deal. The terms of the agreement call for discussions to begin within 30 days after either side requests a meeting, and administration officials expect they will get underway next month in Washington. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.